Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the cold and windy suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. My website is spingola.com. During the program, please email your questions or comments to spingola1@yahoo.com. You may join others in the Spingola chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Dr. Anne B. Tracy. She is the author of Prozac Panacea or Pandora. Her website is drugawareness.org. Anne, welcome to the program. Oh, okay. She's not going to be ready until after the first break. Okay, let's talk about some of the things that are going on. Very interesting. Over the weekend, there was an exclusive wherein a New York newspaper published the legal gun permit holders in print as well as online. They also provided a map that indicated all of the addresses of these gun permit holders, which is absolutely atrocious. That is just my word, unbelievable. And other things in the news that I find very interesting. On the 18th of this month, Sandy Hook Massacre. This was an article written by Niall Bradley and talks about the official story and it's spinning out of control. And there's so many stories that we've all heard on the mainstream media, and there are just too many questions about these stories. If you look at it with the closer, then you find, for instance, there were 20-year-old, let me just read this, a 20-year-old tech geek named Adam Lanza is supposed to have snapped early on December 14th, shot his mother, Nancy Lanza, with a loaded gun, loaded up her car with her guns and ammo, then he drove across town to his former school, the Sandy Hook Elementary School. He shot 27 people in two classrooms and an adjoining hallway, then turned one of the guns on himself. Now, that's what we mostly remember. But if you really look at some of the things that were reported afterward, it just doesn't make sense. For instance, the principal of the school was supposed, her name was Dawn, she was 47-year-old, Dawn Hochsprung, and she is supposed to have been one of the people that were killed first. She was the principal, as I mentioned, and then you find in the Newtown Bee, that date, December 14th, that Sandy Hook principal Don Hochsprung told the Bee that a masked man entered the school with a rifle and started shooting multiple shots, more than she could count, then went on and on. Well, if she was one of the first ones dead, how could she still be alive when the police arrived? Further, there were no rifles found by the so-called perpetrator, Adam Lanza, but there were others who apparently escaped, at least two others. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Anne B. Tracy.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Tracy. She is the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora. That website is drugawareness.org. Welcome to the program, Anne.
Thank you very much.
All righty. There's just so much news about this situation, and there's also a lot of various perceptions at which we can look at it through, kind of a lens of, about whoever we happen to be reading. And but you cover area.
Yep, I certainly do. We've documented that at least 69 school shooting incidents were associated with antidepressant use. That's the past 2 decades.
Right, and that's
We have a database posted at SSRI.com if anybody wants to pull that up. All but 3 of those are posted there, so you'll find 66 of them posted. Oh. SSRI.com.
Okay. Great. Thank you for that. And we know, of course, that antidepressants are really pretty awful. They do more damage than they do more to make the pharmaceutical industry rich, and they do very little to help people.
Yeah, that's a nice way to put it.
Right. Now
they're very dangerous drugs, and people just are not informed. Many doctors have no clue. In fact, the largest single group I've got, they've seen horrible problems with these drugs, or doctors and nurses and their family members.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So they buy into the idea that these drugs are good, which indicates their level of brainwashing.
Right. In fact, I've heard that a lot of drug reps are coming in and telling doctors that, and nurses, that they're in a very stressful profession, and they may as well start treating that stress right now before it turns into deep depression by starting on the antidepressants. And they're falling for that old sales line, apparently.
Oh, my. Everybody has stress in their life. That doesn't mean we all need to pop pills.
I know. But that's what's happening.
And then, of course, this does create some problems in society and within families. And then they address those problems, and then the governments, local and federal, want to address those problems by imposing more tyranny. Wouldn't you agree? Did we lose our guest?
Oh, hi, I'm here. Sorry. Ask me again.
Okay, so we have all of these. We have the pharmaceutical industry that is pushing all of these drugs on people, and then they get all these people hooked on drugs because they are very addictive, and then you have, and of course we know that the pharmaceutical companies are in bed with the federal government, and so then we have all these crises that the federal government then needs to come in and address by imposing tyranny and tyrannical policies on the public. It seems like it's one of those situations where you have a problem that you then address a solution that the people would not have accepted to begin with.
Right. In fact, I called the NRA clear back in 1992, and I said, you need to help me educate the public about the dangers of antidepressants, because if you don't, they will be the means by which violence is created to the extent that they can actually take the guns and institute martial law.
Yeah.
And we're right in the middle of it now.
Certainly.
That's exactly what's happening, but people don't understand that these drugs are almost identical in action to PCP, angel dust. It's a slow fuse process. You don't have it initially, but as the serotonin level rises, that's what PCP mimics to produce its hallucinogenic effects. The same with LSD. They mimic serotonin. So as these drugs slowly increase the level of serotonin, you begin having LSD and PCP experiences.
Wow. Oh, my. And, of course, that is if we accept the idea that Lanza actually did the shooting. And there are certainly theories about whether he did the shooting or whether he was just a patsy.
Yeah, there were those theories with every school shooting from the very beginning. Because nobody can believe that these drugs can do the kinds of things that they do. I mean, who was it that they sent in to the Reno mother, who was like 58 or so, that stabbed her husband 200 times? That's the kind of strength that you get on these drugs. Can you imagine any human being able to have the strength to stab somebody 200 times?
Yes, that is that is rather overkill, isn't it?
Yeah, and it worked. But Paxil did it for her.
And yet there's no real outcry except for people like you who are attempting to alert the public of these dangers. And then you have on the other side, you have the mainstream media, promotes these drugs and, with very little reference to the side effects. And you have all of these TV commercials.
Who are their biggest advertisers? See, that's the stick. The advertisers, when I did the Lisa Gibbons show, clear back in 1999, we did it on the subject of mothers on these so-called medications killing their children. And as we walked on the stage, we were told that we could use the word antidepressant, but we could not say the names, the brand names of the medications, because of their advertisers.
Oh, my.
They made it really clear. You know, they can't afford to lose their advertisers, so they don't cross them.
And, of course, the people, the population, are just redundant. I mean, it's not about protecting us. It's about protecting big money, big pharma, big government.
True.
Wow.
It's a mess. In fact, there was an article that came out in the Atlantic Monthly magazine. Oh, was it December, November? I think it was November of 2010, so 2 years ago now. And it was an interview with the world's leading expert on medical research. He oversees all the medical research that's done. And he said that he's alarmed because at that point he believed that 90% of medical research is bogus because of influence from the industry, turning them basically into infomercials instead of real research, just to promote their products. And he said he is not sure if medical science can even recover from it. If you look at that, you know, how many people are going to doctors every day that are relying on this research that's 90% incorrect? Would you take your car to a mechanic that's relying on information on your car that's 90% incorrect and he's supposed to fix it? We're taking our bodies and the bodies of our loved ones to these doctors that are relying on information that's incorrect.
Right, and of course they really don't have any scientific evidence or any real blood tests that can verify what psychiatrists are attempting to medicate their patients with, and so they just keep trying all of these various products without any evidence of all at all that they might be beneficial. In fact, most are not. Well, I don't know of any that is beneficial.
No, in fact, with these drugs, they hid the initial research that they did for 20 years. Somebody finally found it and brought it out to the press about 4 years ago. And their own research shows there's no more benefit with these medications than there is a sugar pill. No more, no benefit. And yet, you've got side effects as deadly as suicidal and homicidal ideation. Now, why is it okay to have prescription drugs on the market that can cause you to kill yourself or kill someone else? Ideation is not, okay, suicidal and homicidal ideation is not just killing yourself or killing someone else. It's having constant ruminating thoughts about killing and about various methods in which to kill, which is why they generally have an entire arsenal, because all those things keep going through their minds.
Right. All righty, we are going to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with Ann B. Tracy, the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora, after a word from our sponsors.
Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases, kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Or Pandora. That website is drugawareness.org. And the other website that you mentioned are the stories, SSRI stories.com.
Right.
Now you mentioned that you went to the National Rifle Association back in 1991 or 92?
92.
Okay. And how did they respond to your request?
They weren't the least bit interested. Didn't even begin to get it, I guess.
Who was the president of that association at the time?
I don't even know. I don't remember. Contacted so many different agencies. I'm lucky if I remember who I contacted.
Okay.
I know AA could have cared less, too, because the first thing that I saw with these drugs was the overwhelming craving for alcohol. And
really?
It's because I was living in Salt Lake City, Utah at the time, and of course most of the people there are LDS, Mormon, so part of their religion is they don't drink alcohol. Well, here were people that had never tasted alcohol in their lives becoming alcoholics almost overnight. I went, wait a minute, what's going on here? And they all had a prescription for Prozac, because that was the first one out, but it does it with all the others as well. And when I looked at the research, I found that when you increase serotonin levels, one thing you do is produce overwhelming cravings for alcohol. You produce mania as well, and there's one form of mania that is described as dipsomania, which means overwhelming cravings for alcohol. So the pieces of the puzzle are there.
I find that very interesting that people who have never tasted alcohol before would have a craving. I mean, I crave chocolate all the time, but it's because I've eaten it and I know what it does for me. But I've never had.
I remember one woman, one young mom just said, you know, I don't even know how I knew it was alcohol I was craving because I've never tasted it in my life. But she just became a lush. Her husband had to quit work to take care of their two little kids. So while she drank all the time and she couldn't stop, she'd gone to her church leader saying, I don't know what's wrong. I can't. Luckily, I ran across him one day on a suicide case and mentioned, and he said, can you help her? And I said, I think so. And she started weaning down off of Prozac and all those cravings went away. Never had trouble since.
Oh, my. Now, I wonder if Senator Mike Crapo, who was recently arrested while under the influence of alcohol, is on Prozac or has been on any kind of drugs. Because from a story that I read, he's actually a Mormon bishop.
That's right. He immediately got an email from me.
And did he respond?
No, it was Christmas Eve. I sent it to his office, so he may not even have it yet.
Right.
But it would not surprise me at all. And he's not the first senator I've run into with that same problem. So, in Australia, we know that 25% of their parliament are taking these drugs. I'm sure it's higher here in the U.S.
Amazing. And you would think that they would have some sort of knowledge, given their association with the pharmaceutical industry, that a lot of what they put out and a lot of what the FDA approves is nothing but garbage. And you'd think that these people would stay away from that. I guess it just shows how ignorant these people are.
Well, it shows what a good brainwashing job the pharmaceutical companies can do. They've learned that marketing is everything. That's why they spend more on marketing and have for a long time than they do research.
Right. Now, I think it's important because I know you've already touched on the association between people who are taking these horribly dangerous drugs and guns. But I think it's really important that we say right up front that there are more people who prevent crime because they do have a gun in their possession. And so I think it's important that we...
Well, that's just it. You know, when I grew up, my great-great-grandfather was the mayor of Tombstone during the OK Corral days. Wyatt Earp was his sheriff. Johnny Ringo was his buddy. So I grew up with guns. They were all over. We took guns to school. We had Western Day. We'd wear guns on our hips going to school. There weren't school shootings. It didn't happen. The only difference are these drugs. That is the biggest difference there is. And it's the biggest common denominator in any of these shootings. So we've got to pay attention to that. But in saying that, too, and in saying these things, I realize I'm coming on pretty strong here this morning. But I'm just so sick and tired of seeing people die for no good reason and being lied to about these things. It's time to look at the cold, hard facts.
Certainly. All righty.
But withdrawal is terrible. So let's talk about that next.
All righty. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Anne B. Tracy. She is the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora. The website is drugawareness.org, and also the other website associated with this is SSRIstories.com. I have a link on today's date on my schedule page. It says, Guns Make Us Less Safe. And if you want kind of a laugh, you can go and look at this hypocrisy. It's very interesting that the very same people who are attempting to take our guns away, in fact, carry guns. Dianne Feinstein has carried a gun for some time, and yet she is currently attempting to take away our guns. And we were talking before we went to the break about... What were we talking about?
I mentioned withdrawal. I think it's important to talk about that. But before we go to that, since you brought that up, everyone might want to go to drugawareness.org and go to the videos and watch what Michael Moore had to say after reading my book.
Okay, and that's right at the top. The video link is right up at the top. Is that the link where we will find that?
And he came right out and said, when we did the movie Bowling for Columbine, we listed all the reasons why society was saying Columbine happened. And he said, none of them made any sense. The only thing that does are these drugs. So,
it certainly is a common denominator, and as we mentioned before, it's that old problem reaction solution kind of a theory or tactic that that we've heard so much about, where you want to create a problem, then you want a reaction, and the media is certainly exacerbating this by constantly telling us about and showing us pictures of these poor children who were allegedly shot. And we have all kinds of people demanding a reaction, a solution, and the government has already prepared one for us, and they'll just come and confiscate our guns, and certainly by issuing a list of the gun owners, as they've done in New York, in certain counties in New York, their neighbors are really going to want some action against these people.
Hmm. Well, all I can say is I tried to tell everyone.
Right. Okay, and you talked. Go ahead.
I just said it's pretty simple math.
Right.
When you put prescription drugs out on the market and everybody and their brothers pushing them, and they become as widespread in use as these are, what do you expect?
Well, I think actually, and I'm going to make probably a controversial statement here, I think that prescription drugs are a lot more dangerous than smoking pot or something else like that.
Right. Well, most people don't realize that most of the illegal drugs out there started out as prescription drugs. And then everybody said, whoops, these don't work. There's a problem here, and they ended up illegal drugs. But we tend to think that just because they're prescription drugs, they're safer, and they're not. We're the guinea pigs until we find out how dangerous they actually are.
Okay, now repeat that. You said that most of the prescription drugs...
Most of the illegal drugs started out as prescription drugs.
Okay.
But like LSD was being prescribed by the finest obstetricians in Salt Lake City. I know that because they thought it was so safe until Congress ended up having to pull it off the market. PCP was out for 7 years before it was pulled. And it was actually the court system and law enforcement that got that one pulled. If they were tired of dealing with all the violence it created. You won't find the MA trying to pull these. I don't know why.
Huh. And so Congress was aware that a lot of these drugs were very, very dangerous, and yet they keep funding. It is actually Congress that funds a lot of these so-called research for these drugs as well as other drugs.
No, Congress doesn't fund research. It's very rare that they fund research. Who funds the research are the drug companies. They research their own drugs, and then they tell us what they supposedly found.
Hmm.
And that's why so many of them are getting into trouble, because... And they can mold the research any way that they want. If it's going south on them, they don't have to report it. And when they don't report it, we don't find out about it. I mean, there's a lot in my book that are unreported studies that they've decided that they're not going to continue because they didn't like what they were finding out. One is the way it accumulates in brain tissue at an astounding rate. And people wonder why they have so many adverse effects for so long after coming off the drugs. And you have to be so careful in how you come off of them. If you come off too quickly, you'll end up a patient of theirs for the rest of your life. Because you won't realize that you're going into horrible withdrawal that can cause all kinds of problems. And you go into really bad panic and anxiety. And, of course, you go to an emergency room, they tell you that you're starting back into your symptoms and you need to go back on your drug, which isn't true. It's the withdrawal.
Wow. Well, I
but
do have a
you don't want to go into cold turkey withdrawal.
I have a friend that has been trying to get off Prozac for 6 years, and I haven't talked to her about this recently, but that was a year ago. And
she doesn't have my CD on how to get off them. If you got the information that I've got in my withdrawal CD on how to safely get off of these and successfully stay off of them, then you generally don't make it. Finding anybody that knows how to get people off of these drugs is, like, really hard. And it really concerns me because when we went back to testify to the FDA in 2004, I knew that there was enough evidence out there to get the drugs banned. And I was scared because I watched them ban Fen-Phen and Redux, which are also serotonergic drugs, and I saw the horrible withdrawal with those, the suicides, the murder-suicides, which they never got held accountable for because nobody knew enough to relate those. And I thought, we're going to see the same kind of thing if they pull these drugs. What on earth are we going to do? Well, they ended up putting the black box warning on, which is the closest thing to banning the drugs. And they did put out a very strong warning on the withdrawal. They said, if you abruptly change the dose, now that's whether you're going down off the drug, starting on the drug, switching medications from one to another, the result could be suicide, hostility, or psychosis.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful?
That
See why
amazing.
Nobody wants to come off? You have to go so slow to come off of these drugs the right way so that you don't end up back on another drug or an antipsychotic because you went psychotic coming off of them. But it's really scary. You got to know what you're doing. Tell your friend to go get that CD. It goes for an hour and a half detailing exactly how we found the very safest way to come off, because we've spent years working with people trying to get off, and they've had to be the guinea pigs doing the trial and error. But people don't need to keep being the guinea pigs. The information's there. Your poor friend. Six years trying to get off.
Yeah. And she would cut back, and then she would have sleepless nights. I mean, she'd have nights where, or a week where she wouldn't sleep at all. And
that's why you go psychotic, is because you cannot sleep in the withdrawal if you're coming off too quickly. I talk about just shaving tiny, tiny, tiny bits off. You've got to be really careful, and you got to know how long to take according to how long you've been on the drug.
Now, I've never been on any kind of drugs at all, but I do know that doctors, whether you're talking about a regular MD or a psychiatrist or whomever, they are just so willing to write a script, a prescription, without even evaluating anything about what's wrong with you, without talking to you. You know, they just figure, oh, you're under stress. Here, let me give you a pill.
I know. I worked one suicide case where the poor woman came in with abdominal pain. And she says, or pains in her stomach. Anyway, she said, you know, I don't know where this is coming from. So they gave her an antidepressant. And in no time, she shot herself while her son, on his birthday, was out back swimming in the pool. She was in the house shooting herself. So he came in to find her. And here, just a little 11-year-old kid finding his mom that had just shot herself. Well, in the autopsy, guess what they found? She had gallbladder problems.
Oh, my.
All
oh, my
needed
goodness.
All they was take care of her gallbladder. And we've got so many cases like that. A little 8-year-old girl given antidepressants for warts. When she committed suicide and the family sued the drug company, of course they tried to say, well, it wasn't their Zoloft that caused it. It was the warts.
Oh, my. Now, a question from the chat room from Rick. Would people on these drugs be more susceptible to other people's suggestions to commit violent acts?
In a way, yes. And that way is there is a sleep disorder that these drugs produce called a REM sleep behavior disorder. What that means is paralysis is removed during the sleep state, and you can act out nightmares. You can, and it also, they believe that higher levels of serotonin overstimulate the brainstem and can remove paralysis during sleep. So that allows you to get up and act those nightmares out. 86%. You hear that? 86% of the cases of that disorder that used to be rare are people taking an antidepressant. So you have the potential of getting up and acting out the nightmare that you're having. In fact, I'm probably posting later today the story of a school shooter and what happened to him, and what he experienced was that REM sleep behavior disorder. He got up, and see, these usually happen early morning or middle of the night when you would expect somebody to be asleep, and that's when this one in Connecticut happened. And so where do your nightmares come from? What are they composed of generally? And that's the stuff that you're putting into your brain all day long. So if somebody's constantly putting this kind of stuff in that person's brain, and that's what they're dreaming or having a nightmare about, that's what's going to happen because they're going to be acting that out. So, yeah, to that extent, they are more suggestible.
But it's not a conscious thing. What about drugs like Ambien?
Ambien also causes that REM sleep behavior disorder, and they're the ones that are getting all the press, and yet Ambien is in the same family as Valium and Xanax and Klonopin. Those drugs create 3% of what we're seeing in the REM sleep behavior disorder. But what you're not hearing is the antidepressants are involved in 86% of the cases.
Oh,
so what you're hearing about Ambien, you can expect with antidepressants, but boy, you better really multiply it.
Oh, my. Well, I'm of the opinion that people shouldn't take any drugs at all. I really just think you just need to, you know, if you get a headache, drink some warm milk, or, you know, unless you're lactose intolerant or something. But
yeah, I was going to say, don't drink milk because it raises serotonin. If you can't metabolize it, it will cause the headaches.
Right. I usually try
lemon juice or something.
I usually just try to meditate or just take some real deep breaths or something. I just don't like to take anything.
Little pepper, hairline rubbed into the scalp. Well, that's what my daughter does for headaches.
Right. I mean, I don't get headaches a lot, but just I was just using that as an example.
Yeah.
I really just don't think that people ought to be medicating themselves. And so many people do. People that I know, just if they're having a bad time, they pop a Xanax or a Prozac, and I don't know that. Are you supposed to take these things every day? Well,
that's why the FDA says if you change the dose at all, and that's like skipping a day or a week and taking another one, you know, you're going to have a chance of going into any of those reactions. We've got a case, the only Paxil case, wrongful death case to ever go to court, was held in Cheyenne, Wyoming, in 2001. I worked that case with Jerry Spence for quite a while, and then Andy Vickery took the case because Jerry wasn't sure he knew how to handle an antidepressant case that well. So Andy Vickery, who has filed so many of these cases, took it. He took it to court. And when he did, the jury, after seeing all the evidence, decided that this man, after taking only two Paxil and getting up the following morning after his second dose, saw his wife, daughter, baby, granddaughter, and himself. They said the two Paxil were the main cause.
Oh,
they awarded $8.4 million to that family.
Oh, my. Excuse me. We are going to a real quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
She is the author of Prozac, Panacea, or Pandora. The websites are drugawareness.org and SSRIstories.com. And you have a story, an article on your website regarding Lanza. And do we know yet what he was on, if he was on something?
The shooter in Connecticut?
Yes.
Is that what you just said? I'm sorry, my phone cut out for a second. We don't yet. It usually takes quite a while. Like the, with Columbine, we got lucky. A neighbor spoke out and said that Eric had just applied for military service and they turned him down because of his antidepressants. So that's how we knew that he was on something. But like with the Atlanta day trader shooter, do you remember that case? It took us 6 months. He killed his family, then he went to a day trading office and shot a whole bunch of people.
All right.
It took 6 months before the police finally released that they had found Prozac pills scattered all over the van that he shot himself in.
Huh.
I wonder if he just reached a point where he thought, well, these things certainly aren't working, and just threw them before he shot himself. I don't know.
Right. And, of course, with the... the media being sponsored by all of these drug companies, the media
right.
is not really going to come out and say, well, it's because of these pharmaceutical drugs that this kid no. went on a rampage. Instead, they're going to say, oh, it's guns. We've got to take away guns, and we've got to have more gun control.
Right.
And, oh, my.
There was a shooting in a newsroom in Salt Lake City, and this was before Columbine. Was it before the Salt Lake Family History Library shooting? It was all right about that same time. One of the biggest news stations in the city, and the reason I know about these cases is I was living there at the time, but a woman on these drugs ran into their newsroom and started shooting. She killed one reporter that was pregnant. I think she was 8 months pregnant, so it killed both her and the baby. And you know that they, to this day, refuse to say anything about these drugs, ever. Ever. It just amazes me. And I know the woman was on them because the chief of police told me he wanted to have a press conference on them because he'd seen too many cases. He says, boy, I see them everywhere. But then his wife got cancer, and we didn't get the press release from. But I was talking to him when Columbine was happening. And he said, do you think these drugs might be involved in this case? And I said, I don't generally have two people go off the deep end at the same time. But I said, if they kill themselves, it probably will be one of my cases. And about the time I was saying that to him, they were shooting themselves.
Oh, my. All righty. We are going to our 60-second top of the hour break. We will be right back after station ID.